I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, obviously that was a huge deal with Antonio Brown with the Raiders before he got himself cut there. He didn't want to use a new helmet. Brady had that problem too, I remember, when he was in Tampa and his old helmet got outlawed because it wasn't safe enough anymore. And then he had a new helmet, and then he won a Super Bowl, I think, in Tampa with a new helmet. So that's what Rodgers is going for. Old man with a new helmet.
Remember when AB got his feet all messed up in the cryo chamber too? He had those just disgusting ass bottom of his feet.
You know who's got really disgusting feet? Shaq. Have you ever seen the pictures on Twitter of his feet? Donnie? Have you? You know what I'm talking about? It's freaky.
Yeah, I've seen him.
The guy is probably close to being a billionaire because of all of his companies and investments and stuff.
Yeah.
Get a damn pedicure.
Like, they could be normal looking, but he just lets them get nasty. That's what I mean. I mean, he's got gigantic feet.
They look like dragon toes.
Dragon toes?
Yeah, you know, with like the triangular, like sharp.
Now I'm going to type into his Twitter.
You don't want to see Shaq's feet, man. It's going to gross you out. You're going to want to dry heave on the air right now.
Oh, man. Shaq's feet look like a bunch of old plantains left out in the sun for a month. They do look horrid. What the
hell? I know,
man.
Yeah.
I understand he's got like a jacked up looking big toe. That's kind of normal.
That's way worse than AB's feet.
The nails look like the Crypt Keeper.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the nail upkeep that I don't understand when you've got that much money. How do you let your nails go that bad?
Oh, my God! Shaq is turning heads. He's turning stomachs after posting a picture of his feet. He ain't turning heads.
All right, final practice going on right now at St. Vincent College. We just heard Aaron Rodgers do his last training camp press conference. And he, minutes afterwards, after we played that, was hurt in practice. Looks like he got stepped on by either one of his own offensive linemen or a defensive lineman. They initially put ice and wrapped his shin, his right shin or right calf up. And then after that, he decided to come off the field. They took the wrap off, and now he is being attended to on the sidelines there. This is happening at this very second at Steelers camp, so.
Which means you always got to feel good that you've got a capable backup in Mason Rudolph, who may in fact
be better.
According
now,
to Andrew Filippone.
Now he has a black wrap on his lower right leg, but he is no longer under trainer supervision. He's just kind of milling about.
He's milling.
Yes.
He's sauntering a la Kabali.
He is standing with his hands on his hips. Mm. What would you call that?
Standing with his hands on his hips.
But there's no, like, there's that's not an term. Official pose?
No.
When you do that?
No. Just hanging out.
He did say he was excited to sleep in his own bed and was ready to get away from the bed bugs.
Bed bugs.
At St. Vincent College, yeah.
Yikes.
Yep. You ever have a bed bugs incident?
I heard
it's horrible.
I've not.
To the point where, like, it's one of those things where if they infest your house,
just burn the whole place.
You want to move immediately.
Because oh, wonderful.
Even though you might get rid of the sheets in the bed, they're very likely to come back and keep coming back. You didn't know that?
No. I mean, isn't it pretty hard? Don't you have to be pretty, like, unsanitary to get bed bugs?
Well, but think about this. I think it's possible you can take them from a place where it's unsanitary to your place.
And deposit them at your place.
Yeah.
No bed bugs at our house, but I did get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I kind of vaguely knew that Ace had been crying and Alex had brought him into our bed. When I got back into the bed, Ace had monopolized my spot.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized that somehow Lennox had crawled into our bed. So the bed was going four wide like a NASCAR race. Me, Ace, Alex, Lennox, with Lance just sprawled out over all four of us. It's a king-size bed. Congratulations on all my success. But that thing fills up quickly when there are five individual living things in the bed.
Donnie, did you ever get bed bugs in life?
No, I did not. Escaped a couple of close calls, I think, in my minor league baseball days because I know some guys on the team got them.
Oh,
staying at those two-star motels.
Am I right, though?
Days in Niles, Ohio.
Am I right to say, though, that bed bugs just happen when it's unsanitary? Like, I'm confused. Like, you associate them, I think, with dirty motels and stuff, but how do they, I guess, get in the first place?
But I don't think St. Vincent College is dirty. I think it might be Spartan.
I don't think
there's a lot of bells and whistles. He probably was.
If I were Aaron Rodgers, if I were St. Vincent, I'd be like, man, he better be facetious. This is a hazard. We can't have students back here in a week or two.
Yeah, we want people from the Steelers promoting our fine university, not shooting it down. I did get crabs when I was in college. Have I ever told you guys that story before?
I mean, there's usually only one way to do that.
No, they think...
Yours is the one where you were just sitting on a dirty tractor or something and those crabs jumped right on board.
I think it jumped off a toilet seat.
Oh, there we go. They did a whole Seinfeld episode about this. Just jumped right up off that
toilet seat.
Yes. Yes, the woman who says she got an STD from a tractor. She sat on a tractor.
I don't think crabs are officially an STD. Are they?
I have always heard of them referenced as such.
But I wasn't doing a lot of that.
Well, you must have been doing enough of it with the wrong person.
I mean, I know when that happened in my life, and I can tell you I did not have a robust
sex life at that time. If you had more than zero, though, of a sex life, then that's presumably where they came from.
So you don't think they can live on a toilet seat?
I don't think they were just hanging out there, no.
I'm pretty sure they can,
man. And then they just hitched a ride on Filipponi.
Think about how many people use college dorm room toilets.
So you are trying to pin this on one of your even more promiscuous, you know...
I don't know if it's just a sex thing, Chris.
They don't just appear out of nowhere, Pony. I would imagine it's somebody dirty who gives them to somebody, and then generally they're transmitted that way.
How did the first one get there? You know what? Like, how did the first crab start?
That's a great question. The chicken and the egg, but for crabs.
Right?
They are an STI caused by small parasitic insects.
Okay.
Do you want me to write, can you...
No, just give it up.
Can you get them without it?
No, we don't need to have a whole production about it, I guess.
I did just look up, though, via AI, how they actually...
Via AI.
How they actually were spread to humans. They are not an STD technically, but they are most commonly spread that way.
Can they come off a toilet seat? Did you look that up?
Theoretically, they could, I guess, be spread some other way. Contaminated items like towels... bedding or clothing, but they make it very clear, Pony, sexual contact is the most common way.
And I, like, shaved everything, and it still itched like you couldn't believe.
Don't you have to de-louse where, like, they throw that powder on you?
No, I don't think I used powder. I think I used a special shampoo.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you, like, shave your head bald, too?
No. But I had a bald. I had a very short haircut back then. Anyways.
Man, apparently.
Look at you over here. Clean as a whistle. I never had any issues. I never had mono. I never had crabs.
Research suggests humans acquired
more
these lice
over here. I've only
from gorillas approximately 3.3 million years ago. Early man was sharing sleeping spaces, possibly eating gorilla remains. Jeez, early man, what were you doing?
Well, in Chris's defense, I've never had either of those things.
I don't know, though. You're ripping somebody for, like, eating gorilla remains, but
3.3 million years ago, it's not like they had Chick-fil-A.
Also, think about, like, all the crazy things people had to do to discover food that actually good.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true. Like, when did somebody make the first, like, let's call it a good steak?
Like Rocky Mountain oysters. How did that become a delicacy?
Jack, do you even know what Rocky Mountain oysters are?
No idea.
They're buffalo testicles.
Yeah.
No, here's my question. Like, over 1 million years ago, did some caveman who had discovered fire, obviously, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's like the big thing, fire in the wheel, did he kill an animal and, like, by accident just make a delicious rack of ribs? You know, like, don't you think
they
about
ate
that?
Everything? So yeah,
but like they
I don't know
probably,
if they were delicious, but they ate everything.
Well, my point is, did somebody over a million years ago, just holding animal remains on like a spit over a fire, accidentally come up with like a restaurant quality steak?
No, they didn't. But they probably figured out what the best parts of the animal were to eat and which ones weren't. Yeah, I think they were smart enough to do that. They were smart enough to have fire.
Boy, you know, when early, the first guy to discover fire, you want to talk about feeling like a
Prometheus,
million
I think was the guy's name.
You want to talk about feeling like the king of the ring there, Don.
Here Woo. Is Ron in Penn Township. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
There is absolutely nothing like an all-you-can-eat crab buffet in college. I'll just leave it at that. But I got a question
Hold
for you.
On.
But
you
I
know what kind of crabs
answer.
We're talking about here, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's
just. I mean, I thought that could
balls.
Be. I
he's
thought a, that could have been any number of different jokes. He
by
was
the way,
going
Rogers
for.
Is back practicing. Continue, Ron.
Yes, keep it going.
All right, question. I got a question for you, and I got an answer for Anthony's question that he did not answer. Which one you want first?
I don't care.
Doesn't matter. We're okay. pretty open here.
Anthony's answer should have been: there are three entities involved in that. That. Reasoning on the contract stuff, that's union, agent, and player. It is collectively bargained that the owners can do what they do. Until they bargain that out, it's going to be that way. So that's the answer to that one, in my opinion. You guys may disagree.
Well, no, I've said now, that many times. The owners said they would nuke an entire season, basically, to make sure that there weren't guaranteed deals. If the players actually had an organized enough entity to nuke a whole season and actually get what they want and get fully guaranteed deals, I just wonder how that would end up going for them.
But, Ron, the players and owners have not collectively bargained, making it illegal to renegotiate a contract while they're still years on the deal. You can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I leave the owners out of it, but until those other three parties come to the table and stand their ground.
Wait, why do you leave the owners out of it, though?
Well, because they are the ones that already have it in their basket. So it has to be the other three to come together to actually try to change that.
I get what you're saying.
I mean, okay. why give up something that you already have?
I get what okay. you're saying.
All right. But my question to you guys is cash, you keep bringing up cash from next year's contract for Cam.
Yeah.
I mean, does that mean, say they give him $7 million
right.
based on $14 million this year. Does that mean he's going to play for $7 million next year? And
no.
is that not like guaranteeing the third contract?
It probably is. Yeah.
But, so he's trying
to. But who knows? I mean, that can be a one-year deal. That doesn't have to be like a two or three year deal. That could be a 1 year deal. Yeah. Cause I don't think if you move money, I don't think he'd play next year for like
nothing.
$5 million. That's it. You know,
he's not going to do, he's not going to do that, right?
But they have no company policy or clause on, you know, not negotiating.
I do think at some point
with
though,
players with only a year left on their deal.
I do think at some point though, doing even moving some of this money from next year into this year, if it were to happen, eventually they have to pay a dead. You know, eventually the dead cap comes around to them. And
why?
Some,
thanks, Ron.
Because I mean? Think there's rules about like I was trying to figure out this whole thing this morning. Like, is there a dead cap angle to them paying him, let's say, $5 or $6 million out of next year? And I do feel
if it's only for this season, why wouldn't it just count against the 2025 cap?
It would, but
what?
I believe if you don't convert all of his salary, there is a dead cap hit due to some sort of like arcane thing with bonus allocations. That's what I was told.
But you've
this
already
morning.
Gave him his bonus for this year. You just be converting bonus for next year into salary for this
season.
I
understand that, but what I was told, and just don't, you know, this is what I heard from one person because I was trying to figure this out, was it would actually be easier to try to guarantee to just move all of next year's money. And that's like the seamless way to do it, that there might be some penalty incurred. This is all like the complex part of it that makes me wonder, do the Steelers have some sort of business reason not to do it? Otherwise,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They would.
All right, we're back inside the Black and Gold Auction House. This segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar. Their fan beer of the month is out. Hitchhiker Brewing's Bane of Existence supports Breakthrough T1D for type 1 diabetes research. All right. Three topical Steelers auction items today that we will be bidding on. Beginning with Chris Boswell field goals made in 2025. Chris Boswell field goals made in the 2025 season. Mm-mm. I will start with one.
Two.
10.
Five. 12.
15.
18.
20.
30.
31.
34.
35.
35 field goals. Chris Boswell. 2025 season to Don Football. Going once. Going twice. Sold, you bought him.
He's only made over 35 once in his career, or twice in his career.
Last year was one of the two.
And the other time he made 36. I was glad I was checking his career stats on the fly.
I did not have
there.
Them up. I do not agree with Anthony in Oakland that we would be okay with Ben Sulls. Although all we heard about at Pitt last year was how Ben Sulls was definitely an NFL kicker.
He looked pretty good in that preseason game.
I mean, I think he'll be fine, but the Steelers have the best in the game.
Do you think Ben Sulls will make field goals in the NFL this season for someone?
Who's got a crappy kicker right now?
I mean,
the Ravens
are
looking
for one.
Yeah, why
not? He wouldn't rule it out.
Didn't the Ravens just draft a new one?
Yeah, he went 1-for-2 against Indy on Thursday night. All right, Cam Hayward sacks this season. I will go one.
1.5.
2.
3.
3.5.
4.
4.5.
5.
7.
7.5.
8.
8 sacks, Cam Hayward to Malzi. A pro labor union man. Going once, going twice, sold you bottom.
Tough number.
that your first thing?
No, I mean, tough number to get a win. I think I can easily get a push. I think it might be right on the number. I mean, he's been over it.
On the nose last year.
You don't like your number?
No, I don't hate it. I wanted 7.5. I think I should have. Did I lead with 7 and you got in at 7.5? I think my mistake there was I should have gone right to 7.5. Because I don't think you would have gone 8.
You're probably right about that.
Yeah, that was just a tactical error. Just like the error I had when I didn't understand the taxi squad in my fantasy football league and dumped a bunch of players I didn't have to today.
Aaron Rodgers passing touchdowns 2025. Holy moly, is this going to be a fun one. Aaron Rodgers tutties. I will go 1.
2.
3.
5.
6.
8.
9.
10.
11.
15.
16.
17.
18.
20.
21.
22.
23.
24.
24 Aaron Rodgers touchdowns to Don Football. I'll go 25.
Man, that great quarterback Mason Rudolph, who might be better than him, must be stapled to the bench in this
25
hypothetical.
25 touchdowns to A-Rod, AR-12, to moi. Going once?
26.
Damn.
Wow. God dang. Boys are getting the bidding going here. 26 right now.
26 to Donnie. Going once. Going twice. Sold you, bottom.
Man. Pony, not any exposure on today's auction.
I was thinking about going one more, even though I didn't want it, but I don't think Donnie goes 28.
You didn't want to be stuck holding that proverbial bag.
Yep.
I would not have gone 28.
Yep.
You guys,
I was right there.
That was a little game of chicken, boys. I didn't want to get in the way of that one.
I didn't want him to steal him. So I walked him right up to that edge there, which is what should happen in a good auction.
Man.
By the way,
27 touchdowns, I think on paper, feels like it would be a good year for him. Almost independent of the interception numbers, because you know he's not going to throw a ton of them.
Let's look at his FanDuel over-under. What do you guys think it is?
I know it's surprisingly low.
I bet you it's like 24.5.
I think it's like 23.5, and I also think his yardage is low. Like
his yardage
they're
was
almost
crazy
counting
low.
On injuries.
His yardage is only 3,300.
Yeah, Donnie and I think a day you were off might have gotten into that like weeks ago, and we were both like scratching our heads.
Touchdowns for him, 22.5. Whew. Juice to the under. Better odds on the over. All right.
Vegas doesn't win every one of them.
Malzy, do you still agree with the idea that a guy is entitled to hold out into the season? Because I remember we debated that once. Like, if Hayward took this thing into the regular season like he threatened to do, would you be okay with that? Like, would you be on his side at that point?
I mean, a guy, I think, is generally speaking within his rights to do whatever he thinks he's got to do to get a new deal. I guess it would be a tough look again for him a little bit from the standpoint.
You don't give a damn about optics. Just on the Mulsey scale, would that be a good move or bad move in your opinion?
For him?
Like how you would view it. Like,
would probably not be a great move. Because he did get most of what he was supposed to get this year up front. Like, they're not coming clawing back, presumably, for that bonus.
Why not?
If they are, then I think he shows up.
Because of course they're going to want the money back.
If we're clawing money back, then, I mean, at that point, I do think, yeah, you're hustling backwards if you're him. Your whole thing was you wanted to play for more money this year, and then you'd be giving back money with almost no chance. At that point, the team ain't renegotiating bleep. We know they don't do it in season.
Yeah.
So at that point, I would say bad tactical move. I would advise, if he were my client, I'd say, man, this sucks. They never blinked. We thought they were going to blink. Go out there and play because they're going to do the we want some of that money back.
Donnie, you've been on his side here, even though you've said today and you tweeted as much that you think that Hayward has, you know, had some missteps here for sure. If he held out into the season, would you start to get pissed off at him?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I already think some of the comments he made have me, like, working to the other side. Not that I'm there. I mean, I still think that he deserves a raise.
Yep.
But I almost think it would have been better for him to go the Boswell route and not even address it better than what he
Well, I think this furthermore, this, though, gives more credence to Pony's thought that the Steelers leaked both of these because they're ticked off about it. Because it seems from how Cam talked about it yesterday, it does not feel like he wanted it out there. He sounded somewhat reluctant to be doing all that. Like, there was a pain tone there of a guy who wants more money but does not want to be litigating it publicly.
I will say this, too, and I think it was Chris Carter that put it out there because I have had some of the same feelings. I think saying that it is a huge distraction is a little bit inaccurate because if it was, we would have already known about this. We would have known before the Schefter thing ever came out. It was such a distraction that nobody even knew it was actually happening.
Yeah, it didn't affect their training camp at all until the day that this news got out. So,
and
like,
they
to
got,
say,
what, two-thirds of the way through
yeah,
camp.
To say that this was something that, like, hung over them at practice is ridiculous. You're right, because media members couldn't even tell that Hayward was doing some active protest while he was there.
And I don't blame them for that, because
he's so good and so veteran and so established that you would think, why would you need the guy of all the people there who needs the least work? Probably he and Watt.
And he was interacting with players, teammates, right, and coaches like nothing was wrong. So, like, at least when he would go out in the practice fields, he wasn't, like...
No, it feels like the Steelers with a hardball move.
He wasn't
there to
ostracized.
Leak it.
Like, he wasn't, like, off on his own because he was, you know, ticked off and wanted to be in his own bubble.
Go
like,
back
that
to
didn't
the
happen.
Schefter actual tweet. I felt like it was also more sounded like the team's perspective. Hey, this guy is quietly, by the way, he doesn't want you to know, but this guy is quietly unhappy about his contract. Run with that one, Adam.
Could be a hell of an opportunity for Y.A. Black and Izzy Loudermilk, that's for sure.
Oh, we know what Loudermilk is. So do they.
That's Jeff said he was the star of minicamp, Malzy. He was the minicamp MVP.
Loudermilk?
Yeah.
What do you get from minicamp MVP? Kind of a trophy does that look like? Football? A guy
gift
playing
card
football,
to Chili's?
Guy playing football wearing shorts
I'd
and
love
a gift
that.
card to the Cheesecake Factory? Heard Broderick Jones was pretty strong out there today. Farabaugh. Singing his praises.
How about that, Malzy? Your guy.
I mean, I'm cautiously optimistic here. He's going to be the new Anthony Munoz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.